We'll start with the heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi allies in the region are following Riyadh's lead after the kingdom severed diplomatic ties with Tehran yesterday in response to the ransacking of Saudi diplomatic missions by protesters in Iran. Now, the conflict was touched off by the Saudi government's decision to execute a prominent Shiite critic of the Saudi royal family on Saturday, but of course it also links back to even more long-running sectarian divisions across the region. Now, here to put it all in perspective is Jim Walsh, here and now security analyst and research associate at MIT's Security Studies program. Hi, Jim.
Happy 2016. We start off with a bang.
Oh, indeed we do. Okay, so Sudan, Bahrain, Somalia, and the United Arab Emirates have now lined up behind Saudi Arabia to cut ties with Iran. What's the significance of this for the region?
Well, overall, it's not very good, but let's pause and take a look at that list. You know, if it's only Sudan and Somalia that are backing you, that's really not the team you want to be on, especially on a day when the United Nations Secretary General and the EU, the European Union, and others are criticizing you for your behavior. That's not a very, that's not really showing there's a lot of support there. And why? It's been a very provocative action to execute this Shiite cleric. It caused the protests in Iran and elsewhere in the region. And not only, I think, was it a bad decision, it seems to have been handled badly. You have U.S. White House officials speaking off the record in today's paper saying they didn't know that this was happening. No advance warning, no preparation. So it raises some fundamental questions about competency of the Saudi government.
Okay, so if it's such a provocative decision, tell us a little bit more about this man, about this cleric, Nimr al-Nimr. He and 46 others were executed in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. It was the largest mass execution, in Saudi Arabia since 1980. Who is he?
Well, and that also brought approbation from the international community. But he is a cleric, lives in a district in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia on the ocean there across from Iran. Heavily Shiite. You know, the Shiite make up about 10 or 15% of Saudi's population, but naturally they're clustered in certain areas. Anytime, going back, you know, decades to the time of the Shah, if you execute a cleric, a high-ranking cleric, that's going to cause problems. He was a critic of the government. You know, Saudi Arabia, let's face it, it's a monarchy. It's not a democracy. It's a monarchy run by a king, authoritarian and deeply conservative in its religion, a supporter of really a very extreme form of Sunniism, or the Sunni sect of Islam. And so there is some unhappiness, and he was voicing his objection to the government.
So what is – I mean, so that execution then sort of tipped off the – or set off the protests in Iran, which then set off the severing of diplomatic ties. I mean, how far could this go? What's the worst-case scenario for this, the end game for this in the region right now?
Well, it's without even getting to the worst-case scenario, it's just bad in and of itself. You know, that is a troubled region. There is conflict and bloodshed all over the map. And the only way that's going to get better is if the major powers in the region, Saudi Arabia and Iran, at least turn the volume down on this rivalry. So we're obviously in a bad phase now. How does it get worse? Protests spread, and then you get this within the country, within Saudi or elsewhere, and so you get sort of a protest repression cycle. That would be bad. The alternative, hopefully this will clarify for people how important it is to get back on track. Maybe it's a crisis that will result in Saudi Arabia and Iran quietly talking to each other. I think that's unlikely, but that's certainly what I would hope for.
So, Jim, take us back here to what people in Washington might be thinking right now, because I'm sort of stopped in my tracks by what you said a little earlier, that there are questions now about the competency of the Saudi government. Saudi Arabia, a Washington ally, a U.S. ally. I mean, if you're the Obama administration right now, are you concerned with what's going on in the Saudi government?
Well, I don't want to speak for them, and I will just give you my personal reflection. Yeah, you're wondering, what the heck is going on here? You know, we had the pilgrimage, the Hajj, that went badly. All those folks were killed. We've had a sort of this muscular intervention by Saudi Arabia into Yemen. I don't, you know, I was against it. You could be for it. There are different things. But I don't think it's gone particularly well. And the U.S. is supporting Saudi Arabia in that. Yeah, if I was in Washington, I'd be on the phone and sort of asking for answers here. Why? We've got to put an end to this. And you need to tell me what's going on here, not leaving me blindsided. You, your ally.
Well, Jim Walsh is here and now's security analyst and a research associate at MIT's Security Studies program. Thanks as always, Jim.
Thank you.